Hey, 57 shows, that's sharing shows, have been held throughout the summer. Last weekend was the last of the season, and there have been some standouts. Doug Lang has his finger on the pulse. He's the media officer for Sharing Sports New Zealand. Thanks for joining us on the show, Doug. Kia ora anō.
Morena, Dale.
Yep. It's been flat out, 57 shows, really back into the swing of things. It was all curtailed through COVID, but we've seen some great efforts across the summer. Tell us about the Wired Upper Shearer, David Buick, if you'd be kind enough.
Indeed, this is quite an amazing story. I can't think of a parallel in New Zealand sport, to be honest. The guy was right at the top of his game in 2021, just been named number one ranked shearer in the country for that particular season. And then in October of that year, major accident on his farm out at Pongaroa, up there in sort of the boundary between the Wairarapa and Hawke's Bay, buried up to his chin in sodden soil, suffered many fractures, airlifted to a hospital, critically ill for several days. One stage thought he'd never walk again. Ultimately, he's back shearing, and good grief, he's gone and won the New Zealand Open Shearing Championship after finishing third at the Golden Shears last month. Very emotional time, of course, all around. It's his first win since his injury, and it's really dominated all the news from the latest championships. Of course, there were many fine performances, and amongst the others, we saw Tor Henderson, who was the favourite throughout the form horses, you like, throughout the season. He won the North Island Shearer of the Year title on Friday night. Added that to the South Island Shearer of the Year title won in Gore a while ago. They're based on the shows that you share in each island, so you don't have to actually be from each island. He's ended up quite clearly the number one ranked shearer for the season, coming from Kaiwaka, just out of Whangarei, and done thousands of Ks during the season, several trips to the Lower North Island, which would have been 1,200 kilometre trips either way, round trips. Done that many times through the season. He's shorn in 24 competitions, I think the total was in the end. And he's won 13 of the open finals, made the final all but two of those competitions. As I said right at the weekend, New Zealand Shearers, 57th show of the season. 250 competitors, shearers and wool handlers there. It follows about 400 at the Golden Shears a month ago. So things have been in pretty good heart, despite the problems with the wool industry itself. Just to go through a couple of the other winners, if you like, there was one other open final as well, Jack Fagan, David Fagan's son. He won the New Zealand Shears circuit final. So he and David Buick will be going to England as a New Zealand team later in the year. The senior final was won by a guy called Blake Crooks, originally from Gisborne, but based down in Rangiora. A guy called Dylan Young, he's from around Gizzy, managing an Angus stud there. He won the intermediate shearing title, and a guy called Kaivar Cooper was the outstanding junior all season, based in Napa. He is a Pahuera boy. He won the junior final, added that to the Golden Shears junior final he won 4 weeks ago. And a girl called Abby Grant from Tirikina, she won the novice juniors. Kieran Herbert, she won the open wool handling, first time she's won that. Although she's had 58 wins now in open competition over the years, she was also number one ranked wool hander for the seventh time. Rahira Kerr from Hauturu near Kawhia, she won the senior wool handling final. Rongomai Hepi from Taumaranui won the junior wool handling final, and Ashley Tamati won the novice wool handling final. No, not too many guesses as to where she's from. Waitara, of course, and Taranaki there.
Tēnā koe. Let's go back to Tor Henderson for a moment. I'm just looking at a picture of him. I mean, he's got sweat dripping off him, as you would imagine when you're putting in the hard yards. But what do you say about the top echelon of shearers? What's a common trait that they all carry?
A common trait is guts and determination. So they're very hard workers in the wool shed to start off with, to then continue doing these numbers of shows, which a lot of these ones in the open class do travel all over the country. It's a particular determination. It's a bug. There's a lot that do a lot of that travel. Was probably never getting anywhere near financing it, I suppose, if you like. It's certainly not from their own income. It's just such a fraternity that they all get involved in. I was just speaking to Tor this morning. He's planning to go through it all again. He just wants the big ones. He hasn't been in a Golden Shears Open final, and now he's been twice second in the New Zealand Shears Open final. He's won 32 finals altogether in about the last 5 years since he came back from Australia and decided to take things really seriously. And obviously, there couldn't be much more commitment than having to come down from Kaiwaka to places like Dannevirke and Waipukoro, or flying down to the South Island. His wins during the season span right from Kaikoura in the north right down to Gore in the south, so you can see the commitment that goes into it there.
Well, you're not going to make your living as a competitive sharer, although your reputation obviously is enhanced with success. What about out on the boards, Doug? I mean, how's the sharing scene as far as earning a quid for our top sharers looking?
Yeah, indeed, they're all earning a quid. Work, you know, sort of something like $2 plus a sheep, an adult sheep in the shearing, and plenty of these guys can do 400 or 500 in a day, sometimes virtually on the area. So plenty of money, especially when you're young. A lot of people doing tallies, significant tallies when they're young. Perhaps it's not good for them in the long run, who knows, depending whether their back will hold up. But basically a good back's very much part of it. And I have heard, we had one girl a few years ago was badly injured in a van crash on the way to work, broke her back. She's been back shearing now for some years, and in fact won a world wool handling title, and I think the specialist pretty much said that the strength in her back from shearing probably saved her life.
That's interesting. What about others, perhaps not in the same situation? Do they end up having to retire through back injury or back pain earlier than others would, you know, in their mid-60s?
Yeah. There would be a few, but basically they get in a cycle. There are plenty around the country still shearing into their 70s, and it's literally like you can't stop the arm swinging over. It's as simple as that at the end of the day. And of course, the fraternity itself is very infectious. That's one of the reasons that I sort of get involved in. It's just at any of these competitions, just the buzz is amazing, and it's everybody is so much together. Very little strife or issues going on whatsoever. It's almost indescribable when you consider the nature of the work. Sweaty, smelly, God knows what else. And as you may have heard me say in the past, I reckon if some scientists put together all the chemicals that play in the wool shed, you'd probably find the ultimate happy pill.
Thanks again for all of your feedback. It is a very Māori sport here, competitive shearing. As we would imagine, many of our people have grown up on the land. They're top guns in the shearing sheds. But whilst there might have been some movement in the quality of the tools they're using, I guess really a bit like laying stone walls, the shearing styles haven't changed over centuries. There's no technology so that shearers don't have to constantly have themselves halved up and they're bent over. Has anyone tried developing new technology that might make that role easier?
I'd shear in a sling, especially made slings that they hook up above the stand and takes a bit of pressure off around the midriff in the back. But the technology of the gear, it's enhanced at the commercial level as time goes on. But the basic shearing style, call it the old Bowen style, developed in the 1950s. It's the predominant style of shearing sheep throughout the world. In fact, everybody does it that way, and they have their own ways of perfecting that particular style. In other words, good on the last side, good on the long blow. Their preparation of their own gear comes very much into it. So they're constantly preparing their own combs and cutters. There are some shearers who would have one or two combs in the back pocket that they, for example, might only ever use when it's Golden Shears time. They know what the Golden Shears sheep would be like, and that's the comb that they've prepared for that purpose. So it's those sorts of things. It's a lot of things actually go into it. And we're now in an era too when the training system has been stepped up again, particularly by elite wool industry training, which is now spreading its wings into Australia and the UK, and that's now showing its real benefits right throughout the whole industry. And the number of competitors isn't sure. There's been a significant increase in competitors this season, because everybody wonders about the future of wool, because there were 70-odd million sheep back in the 1980s, when there were around about 85 to 90 competitions throughout the country. Of course, the population of sheep is roughly 26 million or so at the moment, which equates to about 50 million shorn each year once you take into main shear and second shear and lambs. So there's still plenty of shearing out there to be done. But of course, who knows what's going to happen in the future as far as the wool's concerned.
Tēnā koe. Good talking with you. Thanks very much for all of your coverage across the summer. 57 shows, and Doug's been at most of them, so he knows more about the competitive shearing scene than anyone in the world, perhaps. Certainly anyone I know. Thanks, Doug. Thanks very much for all of your feedback from down home.
Yeah, kia ora, Dale, and all the best to everybody.
Thanks very much. Let's talk again soon. Doug Lang, one of life's good guys. Good.